Burgers are best fresh from the grill. Well, more specifically, burgers with Hellmann's Real Mayonnaise. It's so rich and creamy that it instantly makes any burger irresistible. And what backyard barbecue is complete without some potato salad? Not just any potato salad, of course. Potato salad highlights the rich, creamy goodness of Hellmann's Real Mayonnaise. So if you want to take your barbecue season to the next level, stock up on Hellmann's Real Mayonnaise. For great recipe ideas, visit hellmanns.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Watch sensational Grand Slam action on Tennis Channel as top stars clash at Roland Garros in Paris. Catch all the excitement.
What a shot! Come on now!
With Tennis Channel's comprehensive coverage as we bring you live matches and nightly encores, plus match previews.
That is awesome!
Don't miss one of the greatest events in all of sports, Roland Garros, the French Open. Daily live coverage on Tennis Channel, now through June 9th.
Today on NFL Fantasy Live, we are down to the wire, but there is still time to set your championship week fantasy lineup. See how the experts do it and which players could lead you to fantasy glory this weekend. Plus, if you have nerves of steel and want to take home your league's hardware, you better take a hard look at your roster. We have a list of players you should consider benching in week 16. And even if you aren't in your league's championship game, fantasy football still lives on. We are here to help you get set for your daily fantasy leagues and more. NFL Fantasy Live starts right now. Welcome to NFL Fantasy Live, presented by Bose, the official fantasy football show of the National Football League. Matt Money Smith here alongside the Hoff NFL senior fantasy analyst, Michael Fabiano. Fabs, there's a reason why it's just the two of us at this desk
now,
because there is a championship in the air. That is championship week. That's right. And week 16 kicks off tonight in Jacksonville. 90% of NFL.com leagues will crown their champion by the conclusion of that Monday night football game. We will do the same. And here is our NFL Fantasy Live championship matchup.
Look at all the injured players in my lineup right now. I have DNPs everywhere in my
DeMarco
lineup.
Marco is questionable there.
T.Y. Alshon.
Julio Jones, a game
catching
timer.
Catching passes from Clausen.
T.Y. Hilton did not practice.
I know.
My lineup, on the other hand, is healthy.
Go ahead.
And I'm not gloating. I'd much rather defeat you at full strength, Fabs, or go down swing and be a bridesmaid yet again for the third time in our fantasy league. You are starting Peyton Manning, and here is. And look, you ought to be happy you even made it to the championship round, because take a look at this.
This is true.
Last week, teams that started Peyton Manning or Aaron Rodgers, Rodgers really did his owners in. Under 10% of them advanced. You see the number that lost and the percent that tied, 0.03 in both cases. So good luck if you manage to make it through like Fabs did with Peyton Manning or Aaron Rodgers. Certainly a more favorable matchup this week.
Rather have Rodgers this week, that's for sure.
Here are our fantasy headlines. First and foremost, big news out of the city of broad shoulders. Chicago Bears bench quarterback Jay Cutler, Jimmy Clausen, Notre Dame, Oaks Christian gets his first start since 2010. Oof. And that happens this Sunday against one of the best defenses in the league, the Detroit Lions. Fabs, the Bears eliminated from the playoffs, but this appears more about the team moving on from Cutler than protecting him.
And this is a bad move from a fantasy perspective, unless you have the Lions defense, which becomes a must start across the board. It was a good start with Cutler at quarterback, and now it's even better with Clausen, who I have no faith in whatsoever. And you saw my team. I have Alshon Jeffrey.
Yeah.
I have to play him, but much rather have Cutler throwing on the ball.
Now, I know I got a tweet or two. I'm sure you got more than that. People that own Cutler as their only quarterback, because he has been a viable fantasy option, even in garbage time when he has three interceptions, still got 15 points against the Saints. What do you do? Who do you look for on the waiver wire?
Well, the first guy I would look for is Alex Smith, who could be available. I've actually picked him up, and I'm starting him in one of my leagues. Mark Sanchez, I know the last 2 weeks he hasn't been very good, but the Redskins' defense is just awful against the pass. And Robert Griffin III, we're getting into that nut-cutting time, which is what you always like to say. And RG3's got a great matchup against Philadelphia, so these are the options out there that can help you replace someone like Jay Cutler.
And that's the order that you would put him in. Alex Smith first, then Sanchez, then
I really think Smith puts up at least 15. And his floor is not that bad because the Steelers have not been good against the pass this year.
In San Francisco, some troubling injury news at the running back spot. Carlos Hyde would be in line for the start if Frank Gore could not play due to his concussion. Hyde does not seem likely to play either. Hyde told Comcast Sportsnet Bay Area he would need a, quote, miracle to play Saturday against the Chargers. So if you picked him up on Sunday, would you, for all those fantasy owners that did, still hold on to him?
It doesn't look good. And if you need a running back, maybe you're looking at someone like Brandon Oliver, Dan Boomheron, maybe Toby Gerhart is out there.
Now you're talking.
You're really getting deep right now.
Well, you mentioned Toby tonight. The final Thursday night game of the year gets week 16 started. Not a high-profile fantasy matchup, but plenty of daily league deals to be had.
Bortles in trouble. Sack! Delanie Walker, 35. Stiff arm, 40. Delanie is finally tackled.
Bortles taking a shot to the end zone. Touchdown, Marquise Lee.
What's up, party people? He's Akbar Bajbi Amila. He's Adam Rank, and I'm Molly Karam here with you now to help you find some bargain bin options for your daily fantasy leagues. Bargain is the key word. Let's take a look at the Jaguars and their daily fantasy league salaries, courtesy of DraftKings.com. All looking very affordable, gentlemen. This Jags team at a discount.
Oh, there's there's a lot of good values
Blake
here.
Bortles,
a lot of good
5,
players.
But there's one that I want to focus in on here, Adam Rank, and that would be Toby Gerhart. Obviously, Denard Robinson out, and he had 15 touches last week. That could be promising.
Yeah, you know what? And this is the lowest total you can get for a running back, $3,000. So I look at Toby Gerhart. I would get him into your lineup because there's not a lot of opportunities to go out and get a number one running back, a guy who is going to tote the rock and a great majority of the time. And you get him against in a great matchup.
Yep.
On Thursday night, you can go out and watch it. I know I will be watching it tonight. And even though he's a Norco High School guy and it goes against
you my, had to throw that out there.
I did because I have because, you know, he made a mistake at some point in his life. He could have chosen Corona High or not, but he decided to go to Norco. But I will still play him.
All right. Let's stay focused. But things full circle for Toby Gerhart. He has fantasy value once
he's
again.
Back. And he's the poster boy. You remember this used to be Cecil Shorts?
I know your boy, Cecil Shorts. You're bitter. Let's focus on the Titans side of things now, though, and take a look at their daily salary. Salaries courtesy of DraftKings.com. Again, also a very affordable team, Akbar.
Yeah, very affordable team.
You can get value, but the one we're going to zone in on here is Nate Washington. Obviously, Kendall Hunter sidelined last week, and he was really the focal point of that passing attack. Do you like him to have a good one this week?
I absolutely do, and don't forget about Derek Hagan, one of my former teammates. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Derek Hagan. He's been around.
At ASU?
No, with the Miami Dolphins. Now, I will say, though, Nate Washington, you know, Kendall Wright, you talked about that, the question mark with the broken hand. Look, a wide receiver with a broken hand, and is trying to come back with that's
Jerry
a little
Jones
sketchy.
Says he's fine.
Yeah, that's a little sketchy. I know what Jerry Jones is saying about his boy with the broken hand, but I'm going to have to go with Nate Washington. He did in week 15 what he was supposed to do. He was the leading wide receiver when Kendall Wright went down. I'm going to trust the old faithful. He's been in the league for 10 years, been around for a while now. He knows what to do, put up 100 yards last week. I think that he does something similar this week against the Jacksonville Jaguars, who really aren't that good when it comes to stopping the pass.
Listen, I always trust in the OG when it comes to crunch time.
You do, because they got that old school boom, boom, boom.
That's my thing. All right, good stuff, guys. Thank you. Tonight, rookie quarterback Blake Bortles and the Jaguars take on the Titans in an AFC South clash Thursday night football tonight. 8 p.m. Eastern live on NFL Network. Football starts here. Who deserves to take home the digital honors at our year-end fantasy awards? You can vote today at NFL.com. But coming up, our experts weigh in with their picks for Bust of the Year, Spot Start of the Year, and more. Plus, for your Stone Cold Locks of the Week this weekend, Adam Rank reveals the players that you can ride to fantasy glory. As NFL Fantasy Live continues, hashtag ride or die. Saturday, it's It's a special edition of Thursday Night Football. First, the Eagles take on the Redskins at 4 p.m. Eastern on NFL Network, followed by Chargers Niners on NFL Network and CBS. And I'll be with you. Special Saturday edition of NFL AM.
Woohoo!
As well. Time for Everyday Performer presented by Bridgestone. Don't sound so excited, Adam Ray.
I am excited.
Yeah, you're
that.
Fired up.
I will watch NFL AM before I go do my holiday shopping.
My man. All right. Each week, we reveal our locks of the week. Try not to move the table, Molly. With our everyday performer at each position, these are guys you can count on with no hesitation for the week ahead. And, Adam, let's start with the quarterback spot. All week, we've talked about why Matt Ryan is potentially a great play. Obviously, a lot on the line in the NFC South.
Yeah, he's really stepped up over the last couple of weeks. When we did the Monday night preview headed into the game against the Packers in Lambeau Field, I was not very complimentary to Ryan. Figured he was going to fold in the cold out there. And, you know, he's a dumb quarterback going out there and playing. Here he is. This was him showing me up, hitting Julio Jones and having great success. And over the last couple of weeks and really over the course of the season, he has put up pretty good numbers. He's somebody that you get in those mid to late rounds who's really come through for you. And you see the numbers, what he did last time he played against the Saints in week one. I expect something similar.
Him.
Yeah, and whether Julio Jones plays or not, it doesn't seem to matter because he's got a pretty good option with Harry Douglas. And here are my projections for this week. 312.
I take it.
That's fair, right?
Three TDs.
No interceptions.
Okay.
The Saints are very generous to opposing quarterbacks, although, you know, they look great against Jake Butler.
Just below 25? Hey, I'll take it.
Okay.
I think anybody else would. I think you could win a championship with that.
I think you can.
All right, let's move on here. Joique Bell gets the Bears, and unfortunately, the Bears have turned into that team that whomever plays them...
Pretty much.
A great
matchup. Don't rub that in. But, yes, it is turned into it's a great matchup. And we've seen what Joy can go out and do against this team because on Thanksgiving, he went out and put up 22.7 fantasy points.
He
had 91. He had 91 yards, two touchdowns. And, again, this is a perfect opportunity for the Lions to go out and run the ball a lot. Hopefully, well, not hopefully, but, you know, if you're just kind of figuring just how this game is going to go, if it's a blowout like a lot of people are expecting, then in the second half we could see a steady dose of Bell just running the football because the Lions could try to bleed the clock, try to shorten the game, and that would mean a lot more opportunities for Joique because he's clearly the running back that they prefer there. The Reggie Bush business, it's gone. It's a thing of the past.
It's over.
And so here it is, a very generous...
This is what I'm talking about, 28.5?
Yeah, a very generous projection. But again, you know, he's got a history of getting into the end zone against this team. He's clearly the running back they go to when they get inside the 10, inside the 5-yard line. And he's got an opportunity to go out and get a lot of rushing yards. This Bears defense was tough against running backs earlier in the season, but we're seeing now a lot of teams are having some success on the ground.
Two TDs?
Two TDs,
Is this a Joique?
It's no Joique.
Oh, yeah, that happened. All right, how about Jordy Nelson? Let's move on to the wide receiver position, taking on the Bucs. This looks like it could potentially be a juicy one.
It could be. Yes and no, because if you look at Aaron Rodgers' history. Aaron Rodgers' history against the Bucs isn't very good, but you know that this is a new game. This is a new team. This is a new everything.
This is no Joique.
Good one there. The thing about it, I'm looking at Jordy Nelson. I'm thinking about the pass that he dropped last week against the Bills in that, you know, Aaron Rodgers doesn't want his receiver, his top receiver, to be thinking about that way too much. So I feel like they're going to be taking their shots against this team. And it seems like every time they play, they want to go deep against them at least once. So this could be, you know what, 129 yards on two receptions. So he has like a 70-yard bomb, maybe a 59-yard bomb, something like that. But it's pretty much average Jordy Nelson day. And as a matter of fact, if he would have held on to that ball against the Bills, he would have had very similar numbers to the ones that we just put up. So I feel it's not out of the realm of possibility to expect Nelson to go out and redeem himself this week. If you weren't eliminated by Jordy last week and you're hanging on.
I agree.
If you're still in, I'm trying to give you a little bit of hope.
I see what you're doing here. All right, Adam, good stuff. Thank you. That was Everyday Performer presented by Bridgestone. Now over to Money and those fine gentlemen at the desk.
Wait, Money and those fine gentlemen? Like, I'm not included in the fine gentlemen? I'm separate from that? Thanks a lot, Molly. That's fine. Thanks. Great. Fantastic. No yelling on the bus. All right, if your team is still alive this week, congratulations, because you're more than likely playing for your league's championship. But you did not get here by being passive. You have to make bold moves along the way to earn a title, including benching major stars when the matchup dictates it. Fabs, this is championship week. Who would you bench in your championship?
I am doing this, and it's Philip.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Watch sensational Grand Slam action on Tennis Channel as top stars clash at Roland Garros in Paris. Catch all the excitement.
What a shot. Come on now.
With Tennis Channel's comprehensive coverage as we bring you live matches and nightly encores, plus match previews.
That is awesome.
Don't miss one of the greatest events in all of sports. Roland Garros, the French Open. Daily live coverage on Tennis Channel. Now through June 9th.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.